Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces continuing their push into Gaza, which is displacing Palestinians and drawing international criticism. World leaders meeting in New York City for the UN General Assembly. The UK, along with France and Canada and Australia, are expected to formally recognize a Palestinian state. ABC's Martha Raddatz says the U.S. and Israeli governments are opposed to that designation.
Families of the Israeli hostages seized in the October 7th massacre nearly 2 years ago say Palestine should not be recognized as a state without ending the war and bringing home their loved ones.
The Trump administration expected to release its findings later today, suggesting a possible link between autism and the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Researchers and medical experts disputing the possible link, saying it stems from limited studies. In San Francisco, residents rattled earlier this morning to a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. So far, no reports of injuries or significant damage. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police say someone was attacked outside Camp Randall over the weekend, and it was totally unprovoked. It happened in the parking lot of 15 Breeds Terrace at about 2 a.m. Saturday. UW-Madison police say the victim was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. While the attack was unprovoked, police believe it was targeted. Authorities later arrested a 33-year-old man named Keith Jones and said he may have a best security uniform and radio. Jones was taken to the Dane County Jail on charges of aggravated battery, robbery, and a probation violation. And the mayor of Middleton is running for re-election. Emily Kuhn announced this morning she'll be seeking a second term. She was first elected to the post in 2023 after a career mostly in federal government. Her biggest achievements in office include keeping Thermo Fisher in Middleton when the company was being lured away by other states and hiring a new police chief and public works director. The election is in April. And it's the fall equinox today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today, the seasons officially shift. It's called the autumnal equinox. Right now, the Earth is perfectly tilted to give us equal hours of daylight and darkness. And I'm sure you've noticed it's darker for longer in the morning now, and the sun is setting earlier, too. Shorter days happen fast. In just the month of September, we lose almost an hour and a half of daylight, which is exactly why the leaves start to change colors now, too. Trees are sensitive to changes in their environment, and the sunlight triggers the tree to produce chlorophyll. That's how it makes energy and why the leaves are green, a process called photosynthesis. So in summer, we simply have more hours of sun available. Now that's being pulled away. Just like our moods may be falling with less light, foliage does too. Some spots to check out fall foliage right now? Green Bay, Medford, Spooner, and Eagle River area. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Showers and thunderstorms on and off today, heavy at times. We could get some heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding. Also, high winds and small hail isn't out of the question. Rounds of rain continue this afternoon, and even into this evening, scattered showers spin around tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
92.7 WMDX. Warning, may cause smarter dinner conversations.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So it looks like the numbers are getting bad, economy-wise. And Donald Trump, as well as anybody, knows that when the economy tanks, the party in power takes the blame. I mean, he spent most of Joe Biden's presidency trying to lie to people, saying that the economy sucked. Remember? I mean, he was constantly, inflation is terrible, unemployment. As Biden created, millions and millions of jobs, far more than Donald Trump had ever created. In fact, Trump actually lost jobs. Yes, you can blame some of that on COVID, and I'll acknowledge that. But still, here we are. And I would say if he had handled COVID right rather than screwing it all up. But anyhow, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. The bottom line here is that they know that bad economic statistics are bad political news. So you'll recall when the head of the BLS 2 months ago reported out some inflation numbers that Trump didn't like and unemployment numbers that Trump didn't like, he fired her and put in a toady to replace her, who has not, I believe that requires Senate confirmation, and the confirmation hasn't happened, but we have an acting director now. And so every year, and this was supposed to be released tomorrow, every year the BLS publishes a report. It's called an annual release of consumer expenditures data. And here's the thing. I mean, I've seen this headline on Drudge for the last couple of days that middle and lower income people have slowed their buying. There is a dramatic increase going on right now in car lease and whatever you call it, car loans being defaulted on, car repossessions. It's going up. We're seeing the bottom end of the marketplace the middle end of the marketplace is softening. What's happening is people are shifting their purchases from Macy's to the bargain stores, from the mid stores, the classically kind of middle income stores into the cheapo stores. And there's all this evidence that the economy is actually softening. Even though the stock market continues to go up, and I, in my opinion, it's going up because AI is a bubble and a growing bubble that I think is going to burst at some point. But that's a whole other rant. But whether the bubble bursts or not, we are right now in this situation where the economy is softening. And, we need to do something about that. But you can't do anything about it if you don't know the statistics. And the statistics come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Well, the BLS just said on Friday that their annual report, which they were supposed to release tomorrow, is not going to be released. This is the report on which they base the inflation statistics and the inflation projections. It's the inflation for the previous year and the projections going forward, and on which they base the consumer price index. And it ain't being produced, which suggests to me that it's bad news. Now, there are some people who are saying, well, this, you know, this is being slowed down because Elon Musk and Doge, you know, fired a bunch of people at the BLS, you know, and Trump decapitated the agency. I'm not buying that. This is something, this is a year-long project. It, my theory, and I bet money on it, is that the economy is softening quickly. You've got Trump's tariffs, which have taken billions out of the American economy. You've got Trump's erratic foreign policies and well, set aside the foreign policy for a moment. You've got Trump's erratic domestic immigration policy. I mean, look at what happened. South Korea came over here and said, yeah, we'll invest hundreds of billions of dollars in America. We're going to build one of the largest automobile factories in the world to build electric vehicles down in Georgia. Brian Kemp, the governor, was like, oh, boy, bring it on. You know, we bragging about it. You know, we're going to have so many jobs. They're going to be great jobs. And Trump's guys, Tom Holman's guys, ICE, the masked marauders, had an arrest warrant for four Mexican men who were in the United States illegally, who were working in or around this plant that's being built in Georgia. So they go down to Georgia and they go to the plant and they look around. They're supposed to get four Mexicans, right? And they look around and go, oh, look at this. There's a bunch of people who look Asian. Look at all these South Koreans. You know, they're not white people either. And we've got a 3,000 person a day bounty, and we've got to meet our bounty or we don't get our bonuses. So, hey, let's arrest 400 or 500 Koreans, which they did. Well, South Korea is seriously pissed off about this. I mean, these people were shackled, you know, hand and feet. They were treated horribly. They had to sleep on floors. They had to drink water off the floor. They were not allowed to sleep. I mean, it's just, ICE is brutal. The theory is that if we inflict brutality on people who are in this country without legal documentation, they'll stop coming, which, by the way, has largely worked out. I mean, it's not the way that, you know, a civil society would do it. A civil society would go after the employers and just deny people income so that they go back to where they came from. But no, we've got to beat them. We've got to punish them. We've got to humiliate them. We've got to essentially torture them. And so we did that. And so now South Korea is saying, screw this. You know, you guys gave us the land. We started building the factory, but we're not going to continue. Which is a shame. I own a Hyundai Ioniq 5, which is the kind of car that they were going to build at that factory. And is the, I've owned cars since I was 16 years old. First car I ever owned was an old beat up, broken Mustang that had no front fenders, and it wasn't working when I bought it for $35. And you know, I've owned a whole bunch of cars in my life. This is the best car I've ever had. I love this car. I love driving this car. And the South Koreans, Hyundai, is saying, no, forget it. We're not going to make these things in America. So, you know, you've got that job loss down there. You've got, all of the, Biden had signed this massive public works bill. You know, multi-trillion dollar bill. A lot of that stuff that got started building, they're still building, but Trump has put up signs around all of them. You know, this bridge brought to you by Donald Trump. Even though not a single Republican voted for that legislation, and Trump asked them to block it. But he's putting his name on all these things. But he also canceled a bunch of them. Any ones that had to do with windmills or solar panels or batteries or anything that might reduce the profits of the fossil fuel industry got canceled. to keep America addicted to fossil fuels so that the fossil fuel billionaires who own the Republican Party and have built this national infrastructure of right-wing think tanks in every single state and all this other stuff so that they can get richer and richer and richer. So all of these policies, and on top of that, you know, another massive tax break for billionaires and a screw you to everybody else, it's all hurting our economy. So what are they doing? They're going to hide the statistics. I don't know how long they can pull this thing off. I think, you know, this is where, you know, it kind of goes, boom, you know, and just falls off the edge. At what point are we going to see a repeat of late 2008 when George Bush was president and the economy seized up and Hank Paulson was out there trembling with his piece of paper saying, please, Congress, give us some money, or please, Fed? I mean, I think we're going to get there in a year or two.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And it could be a matter of months. But again, don't take investment advice from me. But beware.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is ball, B-A-L-L, ball. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline? Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet, and you can find it at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Also at that site, a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
They try to silence voices. They tighten the chains. Corrupted by money. Addicted to power and fame. But history whispers through the cries of the streets. The heart of the people will not admit defeat. When the powerful fear the powerful fear the people, democracy wins. They hide behind shadow. They govern
past the hour. So they are desperately. I just couldn't watch it this weekend. A couple of times yesterday, Louise and I were working all afternoon at home. And, you know, we had the TV on, and most of the time I had Pandora. We were just listening to music, you know, the Pandora app on our smart TV. Because every time I turned on MSNBC or CNN or even BBC, it was Charlie Kirk's memorial. And, you know, Stephen Miller doing his best imitation of Joseph Goebbels. And I couldn't take it. But one of the things that was repeated over and over again and by Trump, and I've seen the clips now, you know, Trump saying he hates these people, is that the left and Democrats were responsible for the death of Charlie Kirk. That was the main message. And Trump has got the FBI out there trying to find some proof that the guy who shot Charlie Kirk was a lefty, that he was registered as a Democrat. Turns out he wasn't, that he had attended a Democratic Party meeting. He never had. That he had joined some lefty group like Move On or Indivisible, not a ping. That he was a regular reader of left-wing websites. I mean, they've gone through his computers and things. Nope, wasn't happening. This guy was, as far as anybody can tell, at least so far, pretty much completely apolitical. It appears, now assuming that the text message chain that had been that has been published by the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI. Without any proof, we haven't seen the back end stuff that would say that this is true, and that's one of the reasons a lot of people are going, it looks like this was constructed by the FBI to try to... I'm not buying that. I think it probably actually was a real conversation, but whether it was or wasn't pretty much doesn't matter. It looks like the shooter was having a relationship with a person who was undergoing a transition, and that seems to be his... And Charlie Kirk just mercilessly and continually trashed the queer community, particularly the trans community. And so, you know, we don't know the motive yet, officially, but certainly it suggests that, you know, he was pissed off about that. But he wasn't, but that doesn't make him a lefty. I mean, you know, right-wingers can be pissed off about somebody trashing queer people. There's, you know, there's a bunch of queer right-wingers. The Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, Scott Bessent, is a man who's married to a man. He's a Republican, a hardcore right-wing Republican who loves Donald Trump and does whatever he says. So, you know, you don't have to be a lefty to be outraged that somebody is constantly trash-talking your queer friends, or lovers, in this case. But anyhow, this is a quote from NBC News. Every indication so far is that this was one guy who did one really bad thing because he found Kirk's ideology personally offensive, and that there is no evidence of a left-wing conspiracy. None. Zero. But Stephen Miller comes along and says, with God as my witness, we're going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again for the American people. It'll happen, and we'll do it in Charlie's name. This is the guy who told us Sunday, the storm is upon us, which, of course, is a big QAnon phrase, but it was also, I mean, the Sturm Abteilung, the SA... Sturm is storm in German. They were the storm troopers. Are we there yet? No, but we're damn close. And Stephen Miller seems, and others in the administration seem, you know, hell-bent for leather to take us there. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The world's most powerful data center is coming to what was once Wisconsin farmland, but not without some opposition. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison, this is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Showers and thunderstorms on and off today, heavy at times. We could get some heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding. Also, high winds and small hail isn't out of the question. Rounds of rain continue this afternoon and even into this evening as scattered showers spin around tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you'll not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be the underlying cause for a whole bunch of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I find it works, and it's easy. From now until the end of October, get a Zipa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zipa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research, plus you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use that code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. Z, you know, like sleeping? Go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK today. Text fees may apply if you text Zipa, PINK to 511-511.
But he cried out for war from the Capitol Hill. No riot, no fire, no threat in the air. Just a man with a crown and a vacant stare. Another freedom erased with a clenched white fist. We're standing on the edge of the authoritarian cliff with flags in our hands and truth adrift. Hungary fell and Russia too. And now the mirror shows a red, white, blue. So raise your voice before.
Picking up your calls here, Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I was just calling with alarm, and that this Republican quest to vilify Democrats and liberals for murdering Kirk are criticizing what Kirk had said in his lifetime and not liking him is the same thing we saw in the run-up to January 6th. It was just an open quest to, you know, mob violence. Yeah. And the elected politicians and media are not just silent, they're just pretending that they're not seeing what we're seeing. And the consequence of this is likely to be horrible.
I agree. And there are echoes to the rush to war with Iraq, where the media bowed down and said, okay, George, we'll do whatever you say, and we'll believe your BS. And voices who were speaking out against it, like mine, were marginalized. And in some cases, even prosecuted, you know, or persecuted, certainly. So, yeah, I get it.
This is just horrible, and the media won't say that they're trying to create a violent outrage against Democrats.
Yeah.
But I also want to just comment on Cruz and Ron Paul and their virtualist talking lately, and that it's hard to be very optimistic about it when push comes to shove and there's a consequential vote. I don't recall any time so they've actually made that difference when their votes came to the floor. And then my guess is they have some financial interest in saying what they do. Maybe they've gone short.
Yeah, they have podcasts.
and don't want the merger to go through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they just want attention and money to get paid off somehow.
I think they probably have podcasts that are generating a lot of revenue for them, but certainly Ted Cruz does. And I believe Rand Paul has one, or at least appears on one from time to time.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
spot on. Paula in Seattle. Hey, Paula, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's been a while since I've called you, but I saw something yesterday that really rocked my boat. I was watching the Seahawks game, and twice there were two ads from ICE, and they were strategically directed to our Seattle police officers. And they say, join the mission in sanctuary cities. You are ordered to stand down. Join us. We will give you a $50,000 signing bonus, forgiveness of student loans. And so I thought, yikes, So while I was waiting for you to come on, I went on YouTube, and they have run the same ad in Chicago and Albuquerque. Wow. So they are, you know, and we've had a hard time. We've lost police officers with attrition and going to other places. And so our mayor's been trying to beef up our police officers. And so now, you know, this goes on, and it was, you know, a lot of people saw it. I'm sure it was very professionally produced.
Yeah.
Scary as hell.
Your tax dollars at work.
Exactly.
Amazing.
But they're doing it towards, you know, Chicago and Albuquerque, and I think Chicago has the same problem with their numbers in the police.
No, we have that problem here in Portland, too. It all started with COVID. You know, we had some startling percentage. My recollection is 10%, but, you know, fact check that. But some startling percentage of police officers died during COVID because they, you know, they couldn't lock down. They had to be out there.
Right.
So I don't think police forces across America have recovered from that, but yeah.
No, so now they're trying to steal our active members.
Yeah, that's terrible. Paula, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. Diane in Attica, Indiana. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today? Diane, watching Free Speech TV.
Yeah, Free Speech TV and YouTube. I watch you and listen to you every chance I get and have for decades.
Well, thank you,
like.
Diane.
And my proudest moment was being a precinct person for Senator Sanders, and I voted for him at the convention. So
God bless you.
And I still stand by him, darn it.
Yeah.
This morning, my husband sent me a picture of a young man who was standing on the corner of 4th and Main Street in Lafayette, Indiana. That's our courthouse, where our courthouse is, with two signs. One was the swastika with the circle and the hash through it, and the other sign says, learn from our history.
Wow.
And I want to pay that person, honor him, because to be the lone person out there doing something like this in a very red state, in a very red town, I know what it's like, because we do that in Attica one day a week for an hour and 5 minutes on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It is a small group from, you know, 4 to 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got our signs out there that line the street. And, you know, we get some good honks, but we also get some fingers, mm-hmm. middle fingers, which my understanding, because I talked to an officer, that middle finger is not necessarily solicitation.
Yes. Yeah, I get it. Diane, thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. And you know, hopefully that young man is listening. That's nobility. That is courage. Thank you, Diane. And thank you for you being out there, too, by the way.
Well, it's just the group. It's not just one person. It's the group, and we're very dedicated. And you know, we wear shirts that say, "Tell our grandkids we will not remain silent."
God bless you. That's wonderful, Diane. Thank you, James in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, James, what's up?
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. While it's still on the air.
Well,
all I have to say is that, you know, after the recent apotheosis of that wonderful good Christian Charlie Kirk, you know, it was so good to see our dear leader, the best president ever, mm-hmm. you know, able to help us good Christians hate vicariously.
Yes.
That way we can stay good fake Christians, and he can hate everyone for us with all the power of the government of the entire United States. His little blonde Barbie and his puppy killer in DHS, he's got it all. And then we have that wonderful guy, Voldemort, who wants to be, and wishes he was, Goebbels.
Are you talking about Pee-wee,
you know,
German?
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Pee-wee German?
Yeah. Yes, I can speak German.
No, Pee-wee German.
The parallels.
They're calling Stephen Miller Pee-wee German.
Pee-wee German. I misheard you. I'm sorry.
You can't use that language, James. I got to dump you. And my apologies to anybody who might have been offended by that. What can you do? It's live radio. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your phone.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey!
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, but they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline? Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer and that information is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/HARTMANN, getnativepath.com/Hartman, to get a bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and to read that top five collagen warnings report. getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, CJ in Staunton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, what's up? CJ?
I'm just going to heat it for another 30 seconds.
CJ,
right,
you are
back
on the air. Okay, I'm not hearing CJ. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, last week I tried to make a comment about economics. Awkward. Dave does not know much about economics. I said something about middle managers or cubicle commanders. Nobody knows what that means. But
the people who read Dilbert do.
Okay, and economics is my weakness, but this weekend I couldn't believe it. A professional economist made my point. She was asked about the economy, if it's in recession. She said the numbers don't bear that out. She doesn't want to commit to that. Then she was asked about jobs. She said, yes, the jobs numbers bear that out. Then she made the most astounding comment, and nobody pushed back for details. She said that numbers that worry her are the gap between, households that make $175,000 or less and people that make, $175,000 or greater. She said that there, if you make $175,000 a year and greater, you are getting a pay raise. If you are making $175,000 a year or less, you are not getting a pay raise that is keeping up with inflation.
Right, that's the Trump tax. The Republican tax plan. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And she's saying those the rate of inflation is going to put those people making $175,000 a year or less into poverty. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Do you know that the major social instability, I don't know if she she's an economist, but I can tell you as an intel professional, this is what I have been worried about. Trump and the Republicans will have no choice but to crush any sort of instability. And then what I call the middle managers, 175K or higher, they're not going to have any choice but to, I think, to really have total buy-in to making America a national and socialist country.
I hope you're wrong, Dave, but I get the analysis. And frankly, I don't think that we would have, Proud Boys and Groypers and 3%ers and everything else if the middle class hadn't been gutted over the last 44 years by Reaganomics. And, I lay all this at the feet of Republicans and Reagan. Dave, thank you. Joe in Denver. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, sir?
Good. What's up?
Good. Anyway, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think? Do you think that by, having more ICE recruits, that it's really going to help? Because a lot of these people, they call legal immigrants, they really don't care if ICE comes to them because a lot of them even want to be deported. So actually, they just want a free ride back. And I don't think that they're getting that through their heads that offer them a way to get back.
There was a real interesting article this weekend, Joe. I believe it was in the Washington Post about how ICE is now refusing to deport people. They're sticking them in these god-awful detention centers instead. Number one, it jacks up the profits of the companies that run the detention centers who contribute heavily to Republican politicians. But number two, it's scaring the crap out of people. And thus, you know, this is the same reason that they had family separation. Hurt people, scare people, and they won't come to America. So we'll see. Joe, thanks for the call. Enrique in San Antonio. Hey, Enrique, what's up?
Well, trying to figure out why you're spreading misinformation, Tom. In reference to Hyundai not doing the plant in Georgia.
I read that in the Financial Times last week.
Well, a simple Google search tells you Hyundai is not discontinuing factory construction.
No, they haven't. Rather, they haven't formally stopped it, but they it's on pause right now, and there's a lot.
It's slowed down, and they're still going to build the steel plant in Louisiana and expand the Georgia plant.
Okay, well, if that's the case, Enrique, I stand corrected.
That is the case. What spreading misinformation?
Well, I don't like to spread misinformation, and if I was wrong, I apologize. I will look that up when we get off the air. As I said, I read that article in the Financial Times last week, and that was very much the impression I got, but maybe I'm wrong. Enrique, thank you for the call. CJ in Staunton, Wisconsin, you've got about a minute here left. CJ, what's up?
Well, thank you so much again for taking my call, Tom. You were speaking about the economy. I just want to mention that 911,000 revision by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics that ended in March of 2025. So 12 months prior, they revised that there was 911,000 jobs created during Biden administration.
That's not unusual, by the way. That happens pretty much every year. You see these revisions that run from a million to a million.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most ever. But, you know, we found out during COVID what our kids were being taught and what they weren't being taught. And Charlie Kirk, I saw him in his first event in Madison, Wisconsin at the university, and he treated everyone with respect. But we found out what culture issues left is driving. There's only two genders.
CJ, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. I really am. But good talking to you. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Herman's. When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's choice as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia has been sworn in today. It comes after the ouster of the top prosecutor. ABC's Alex Mallon has more.
It's really going to be worth watching how that U.S. attorney's office responds and whether they move forward with prosecutions of two political enemies of Trump that he singled out in a social media post over the weekend. Jim Comey, the former FBI director, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. We heard President Trump over the weekend in those extraordinary posts saying that Bondi had to act now and that he was giving her Lindsey Halligan to install at EDVA in order to move fast in those prosecutions.
The White House is expected to announce its findings into autism and possible links today. Researchers are pushing back on reports suggesting autism is connected to the use of acetaminophen under the brand name Tylenol, saying the data is limited compared to decades of science. On Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.